real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T., Tina Goodrich here in the studio, and we're narrowing in on Let's Talk Real Estate time. We've got a little more time here, but it's coming fast.
It comes quick.
It does come quick. And now that I look at my computer and where we are, being that this is like the 10th segment of the show, it is Let's Talk Real Estate time with Tina Goodrich.
Oh, you didn't tease that very good in the last segment. You wanted to still talk about
it. I thought like we had went through three segments already.
Yeah, I didn't even realize. The conversation was too good.
Yeah, yeah. It just blended right in.
Yes.
So, Tina, what's new with Let's Talk Real Estate?
She actually has a subject.
I thought our subject would be appraisal versus inspections.
Yes, that sounds good. Pull that mic just a little closer to you.
There you go.
There you
Hello.
Go. Yeah, nice. There we go.
Good morning, everybody.
Appraisal versus inspections. So.
Yeah. You know, some people don't realize, you know, maybe some new buyers that are coming into the game and looking to buy their first home. Sometimes appraisals, inspections, and radon inspections, they all, you know, kind of blend in. And I thought we'd talk about appraisals versus inspections and how they go down.
Mason, you got a question?
He said off mic because he was like, because he's like going back for seconds.
He's over there getting craft services.
I had to put more sauce on my sandwich.
He's getting craft services.
Shelly's bringing in all these treats for the guys every week.
Yeah, she's bringing in treat. Who brings in the treats? But I figured typically when I ask that first question to Tina, she goes for about 3 minutes. And I thought I had a little more time.
Yeah. It's like you're like the old radio DJs you used to put on the Grateful Dead, know that they got 7-8 minutes for you
to
go
started,
use the bathroom.
Once I get started, it's hard to get me to stop.
So, Tina,
appraisals versus inspections.
Do you need both?
You do. You know, when you're, it's not required unless you're getting a loan to buy a home, then the lender would want you to do an inspection, which would cover your, if you're doing a well and septic inspection, that would cover that. If you're in the city, then you would be doing just a home inspection. And we talked about radon now as being added to those inspections. And these inspections are for the buyer. This is a buyer's expense, buyer beware. And during these inspections, you get a due diligent time, usually 2 weeks, 10 business days from the time you get an accepted offer. The clock starts ticking and you have 10 business days to do your home inspection. That means your agent will hire an inspector, get him in there within the next 2 to 3 days. He does a full inspection, gives you back a report. Of course, you pay him before you get the report.
Yeah, how much do those cost?
They depend on how large the home is, but in general, I would say they're in the neighborhood of $400 to $500.
Yeah. So they figure that out by square footage?
I would think it's by square footage. Yeah, definitely. But once you get the home inspection back, then the buyer can go over the inspection with his inspector, and he will red flag. He has a couple different categories. Of course, he has a high red flag area that needs attention right away. That could be safety reasons that need to be inspected immediately or need to be repaired. And then there's the medium ones that, you know, there might be a crack in the wall or the door's not shutting right or the window's broken. So he'll go through all of those and point those out to the buyer.
Yeah.
And then at that time, the buyer can decide if he wants to move forward on his process of the purchase.
Yeah, lean over there and poke Scott. He looks like he's falling asleep
over
there.
Asleep over here.
I'm putting him to sleep.
Hey, Tina,
on the nice couch.
So can what if one of them red flag things? What if it's like against the city code and stuff? Can you get a violation after your inspection?
No, not necessarily. It would be just this is between the buyer and the inspector. So the inspector is going to tell the buyer exactly what's wrong. Yeah. And excuse me. And at that time, again, the buyer can decide if he wants to move forward or renegotiate that opens the window yeah. back open again to negotiate the deal.
Well, what happens if an inspector misses something and you go through with buying the house? There's not any recourse back towards them.
No, not at all. Most inspectors are very thorough. They're there for the buyer, and the buyer's paying him, so he's working for the buyer, and he's there to find every nook and cranny, you know, in that home inspection to report back to the buyer. So there's not too much that I would say ever would get missed. Not from my home inspector, from Guardian Homes, Derek Gruber. He wouldn't miss anything. Yeah.
There's two different, when it comes to appraisal and to your inspection, that's always going to be two different people doing those.
Oh, yeah. These are two different things that you're going to, the process, again, once you get a executed contract, which means the buyer and seller have agreed on the purchase price, contingent on a home inspection. It could be contingent on a well and septic. And if you do have those, generally, you know, most of the time you'll get a home inspection done first and get that through to the buyer, get that back to him so he can decide if he wants to go to the next step, which would be the septic and well. And those are
usually
out-of-pocket
ones.
Expenses.
Yeah. What are usually the biggest thing that an inspector finds?
Well, I would say that foundations would probably be a huge flag for most buyers, or maybe the roof leaks and there's mold in the walls, or, you know, there's sign of black mold. Those could be, you know, huge red flags for the buyers.
Yeah.
Not that they couldn't be remediated. You know, mold can be cleaned up, too, and put the buyer and seller right back in the hot seat. But once you have the inspection done and you pass that inspection, said the buyer's all good with that, then the next would be the appraisal. And that comes from the lender. So you would be getting an appraisal done if you're financing. And the lender would call in the appraisal. And of course, that's a fee for the buyer also. That comes out later, you know, in the wash in your lending process.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break here. Do we have more to talk about when it comes to inspections and
Sure, there's appraisals? Always stuff to talk about, but we'll take a break.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back, talk about that a little bit more, and then maybe find out what's going on with the asylum.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the Lakeshore, serving this area for over 20 years. We look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragozzi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. And we're talking appraisals versus inspections. Two very different things done by two different very different people, like snowflakes, because they're different.
Yep. You have a licensed inspector.
You probably can't call people snowflakes.
And you have a licensed anymore, appraiser that comes in. And the appraiser comes in from the lender. Again, now your next step on the appraisal is the appraiser comes in, and he's looking for comps. He's looking for comparables that will best fit that home that is under contract. Yeah.
What does he look at when he does that, other than just the house?
Well, he overlooks, makes sure that the home is in perfect, almost perfect condition. You know, he's looking too for red flags. He might catch something that the inspector didn't catch, and come back with a report. If it's special financing, then the appraiser can require some things to be fixed. And the appraiser also may come back with a different number than what you have agreed on with the seller.
Yeah.
So when that happens, then there's an appraisal gap.
But not just looking at the house. They also factor in neighborhood. The house is next door, and your...
Yeah, those are the comps that he's going to be looking for. Not only will he be looking at the condition of the home, but he will be looking at the comparisons, most recent 6 months that have sold in that area. So he'll be reaching for your neighborhood. If it's in a rural area, then he'll be reaching for maybe a little bit more out, you know, a little bit further out than in the city limits.
Do schools factor into that also?
I don't think schools have anything to do with
unless you're selling one, but, and then you're getting it appraised.
But that's certainly something that a lot of people, when they're buying houses, especially with kids, one of their top priorities.
That would fall more back on a buyer's discretion, on the school of choice that he, you know, wanted to be in for their children. But that wouldn't reflect on an appraisal. The appraiser is looking for the condition of the home and the most recent comps that have sold.
Yeah.
Not ones that are pending or ones that are active on the market, because active, you can put any kind of number on the home. It doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
So when it actually close and that number is the closing, then that's the number the appraiser can use.
Okay.
So can an appraiser just drive by the house on the outside and say, oh, it's in this neighborhood, and that's it? Because that's what they do for the taxes,
They used to. There was an appraiser that I had met years ago that would be able to do that. He could do a drive-by. You know, so this is for maybe a seller who is thinking about wanting to sell, and he needed an idea how much the value is. Maybe he's not thinking what the realtor's thinking, and he wants to get an appraiser. You know, there was an appraiser who did do drive-bys, and he would give you an estimate. But no, that's not, you need something that's
Scott, you look confused over there. Are you worried about drive-bys?
He's worried about drive-by appraisers.
No, I just thought I had felt an earthquake.
Yeah, I think he's probably like, that's my kind of job, just being a drive-by appraiser.
I'd be a drive-by appraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, appraisers, you know, for a while there, we got in trouble a few years back with appraisers when the numbers were getting out of hand, and people were paying above asking prices, and the appraisers were trying to match that sell price, but didn't have a lot to back it up. And then, you know, when these homes foreclosed on, you know, the value wasn't there. So now the lenders have to put the appraiser in a pool of appraisers. You just don't, the lender just can't pick any one appraiser.
Right.
So it goes into a pool, and then that appraiser will pick from that pool for that home to be appraised.
So no good guys.
You know, again, these fees are still from a buyer. These are buyer fees that just comes out later in the wash. But you would get an appraisal if you were financing. Now, if you were doing a land contract, let's say, you are not required to do an appraisal. You don't have to go through the hoops.
That's strictly
lenders.
On mortgages.
Those are on mortgages. And not that a buyer wouldn't want to have an appraisal. I mean, if I was buying a commercial property, I still may want to do an appraisal. to find out the value of it. You still want to find out the value of whatever you're buying instead of going in blindsided.
Can't you just kind of ask your realtor to give you a ballpark?
You can definitely. Realtors work side by side with appraisers. We work getting our numbers and values of the property the same way, except for an appraiser might key in a little bit and tune in a little bit more tighter than a realtor would. But yeah, you can, you know, when you're getting ready to list your property and you don't know the value, it's good to call in a realtor, you know, call in a couple realtors.
Yeah.
And
the nice thing about them is they're free.
Yeah. And see what they say. We all are looking for listings.
They don't get paid until they make a sale.
It's a tight market. Right. And any new listings is a great listing today.
Yeah. Scott, do you have a question?
No
question.
Oh, why would I have? Scott.
I was hoping you'd.
I thought maybe you were in an appraisal. Well, I'm trying to figure out on these appraisals.
Or an inspection.
I mean,
have you ever been appraised?
Have I been appraised?
Yeah, for your worth.
For my worth. Yeah. Good luck with that one.
What of the ex-wife? Where was her appraisal numbers?
You can get appraisals.
I didn't have a something to, you know what, in.
You can get appraisals on several different things, not just your property, but you may need an appraisal on the value of the business. You may need an appraisal on the value of the equipment. Mm-hmm. These are different appraisers that are used for finding out the value of a business or finding out the value of equipment. It depends on how old it is. What is it? You know, the repairs has a lot to do with that. But on property itself, you know, real property, the appraisal is your final hoop that you would have to jump through when you're purchasing a home.
Okay. All right.
So, well, appraisals versus inspections.
It's getting close to that time where we need to take a break. So just to fill another 30 seconds, and I'll ask you again, but can you throw out some contact information?
Sure. You can always get a hold of me at 269-759-1076. Just shoot me a text. You can always find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, listwithtina.net, and Let's Talk Real Estate. Yeah. It's been one of my favorites now on LinkedIn. So if you're on LinkedIn, okay. I'm on that one too.
Right on. All right.
Well, come on back and find out if Rob Dog's going to get that sign off the asylum inn when it sells.
Not looking good. But we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to find out about that roller coaster ride, which is the asylum inn. When we come back on Robert's Moondog Show, Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting, on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to raceandmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out raceandmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting, on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragozzi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back. back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T. Let's Talk Real Estate. Time with Tina Goodrich. And we're talking about how we're going to abscond with her sign on the side
Asylum
of the
Inn.
Asylum Inn sign.
Yeah, it's going with the the building.
I think that the day that they're taking over, the night of, I think 3 in the morning, we show up and that sign just ends up missing.
I tell you what, I am so excited that these buyers want to keep the Asylum Inn name because, again, that was something Mark and I
at all
had started.
I want them to keep the name, but get rid of the sign.
Design a new sign. Design a new sign.
The building now is named the Asylum Inn, which I absolutely love.
So what are the new owners going to do?
The new owners are still on track here. We had just went through a radon test. They did a radon during their inspection. So they have passed the home inspection. So we just talked about home inspections versus appraisals when you're financing. And so this buyer has just passed the home inspection. So again, we have generally 10 business days to get the inspection ordered and then for the buyer either to pass it or to come back to the seller and renegotiate the deal. So he came back and passed the home inspection.
Okay. And then did you get it appraised yet?
So now the next step will be the appraisal. So we're that'll be scheduled next.
Okay.
So once we pass the appraisal, it'll be, shooting for the closing date.
So you're looking at, I mean, it could all be done in 45 days here. Maybe 60?
Closing date is May 5th.
May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. That's the ex-wife's birthday.
Even partying in Ohio.
So, yeah, that's right around the corner. So we're talking.
It is. So a month away.
A month away. Wow. 30 days out.
Wow. Okay.
So, and it really actually, when
you get the
appraisal done, then.
She's going to live with her daughter.
Yeah.
At the farm.
That's why she worked so hard this last year to get Cheyenne into a house.
Right.
So she could move into it when she got rid of the asylum.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought, well, if she gets her farm first. And so it did work out that way where our daughter did get her farm first.
She's probably now really wishing you would have kept that camper.
Well, you just never know now.
Oh, you buying a new RV, is you?
We actually have been looking again at the RVs. For now, the next thing is to get the appraisal done and get to the closing table. Just like any seller, you want to get to the closing table. So once we can get to that closing table, then we have got some thoughts on a new chapter.
Are you going to have another estate sale?
We are. We joined the South Side Yard Sale, which is May 19th and 20th. And we're going to have it at Goody's Home Repair.
I'll be able to come through the 18th.
Wait a second. You're closing on the 5th and then
May 5th. And then the estate sale for
Southside
is May 19th and 20th.
But you got to take all your stuff out and take it over to Goody's little, a little shed.
We have already,
not if we get to it
first. You know that the Asylum Inn has had a couple of huge estate sales. We have already emptied out the 3rd and 2nd.
I hear signs in the mix.
Yeah. So there's some stuff I want some more stuff out.
We have downsized really to our
But it's
our
been
dismay.
A while. I bet they brought home a lot more stuff.
Well, and then we have a storage unit that's full of stuff from Cheyenne's extravaganza of her move. So we do have a lot of goodies that we will be sorting through with the final push from the asylum. We will be doing an estate sale at Goody's Home Repair for the Southside Yard Sale.
The old Clark gas station across from the Burger King.
So watch for us there. We're going to have a lot of goodies, and that'll be our final push to get everything out of the asylum.
We should have a top 5 fan drawing or giveaway that they can come to your estate sale a day early.
We might not be ready.
Oh. better bargains if they ain't ready.
But
we
definitely will be set up for the 19th and 20th. And of course, you can always come early, Rob. I know you're looking for more pictures.
I am. Pictures and maybe some furniture.
You're like an old grandma, though, Rob Dog. You got like about 50 pictures hanging on the wall, even on the doors. He's got picture frames everywhere in this place.
He does.
It's kind of creepy.
And I've got kind of creepy.
It's like he was an interior designer in his past life or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
he reminds me of being at a grandma's house.
Well, and besides
grandma's house.
Besides the Asylum Inn.
Oh, you got another listing or closing?
My newest listing that I've been working on is the 72746 Fay Court in Osage. That one came out at $425. I just got the 30-day on the market price reduction. So I got a new price at $412.
$412,
and that's the three-bedroom with another full bedroom downstairs. So it's four bedrooms, three full baths, finished basement, beautiful community there at the Osage Orchard community. There's probably about 40, 50 custom-built homes there. No short-term rentals there. This is a nice, private, full-time home community.
That's got to be a good selling point for
You have to belong to the HOA, though, don't you?
You have to belong to the HOA there. But their HOAs are very, very small. There, it's really just to maintain their two roads, which is the Compton Avenue and Fay Court.
They still probably make you cut your grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to stay in with the rest of the neighborhood and keep your grass trimmed, have the mowers come in and maintain the yard because everybody's yard is very manicured there.
You got 30 seconds left, Tina.
Okay, so again, I still have the Monroe Manor out there. If you're looking for the bed and breakfast, that one, I did get a price reduction to $1.399. That one's located just outside of South Haven on 8th Avenue.
They dropped it from 1.4.
Yes, and then I also have a wonderful 2.5-acre lot on 16th Avenue, which has the city public utility hookups there, which some people don't want the well and septic. This is ideal for that. We talked about Scott. He does excavating. He can put you a driveway in there because this is an all-wooded lot. Yeah. But $85,000 for that one if you're looking for a lot in South Haven to
all
build.
Right. Contact info.
Again, feel free to call or text me, 269-759-1076. And always look me up on my wonderful website that Rob done for me, listwithtina.net.
There you go. Mason Dixon, get us out of here.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. If you missed any of the show, go back and listen to it at moondogshow.com. If you need any video needs, go to moondogpro.net. For your music satisfaction, go to trussandbirdband.com. Yep. Check out that hodfilm.com for that House of David Life Everlasting. And, of course, listwithtina.net. Want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulotta Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading. That's DCIR.org and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Hey, Scott T., you got a website yet?
Robert's working on it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you mine right now. It's racinmason.com, RACINMASON.com. And we all going to howl at the moon dog for Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Ow!
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.